Did those of us who understood the dangers of 5G see the connection between the symptoms of 5G poisoning and the same symptoms being touted as a viral infection from COVID-19? Yes, we did. But what I'm about to present is not the anti-5G crowd. This is an article published by the National Institute for Health, the highest echelon of the U.S. government's health organization. The report originates at the Central for Disease Control, or CDC, Information Office. The URL, or the internet address, begins with NCBI, which is the National Center for Technology Information. That is followed by NLM, for the National Library of Medicine. So as far as a certified document, this cannot get much better. I suggest you go to the Cosmic Reality Archives for this show, where I will have a link where you can print out this 40-page document that was published October 26, 2021. Instead of going down the rabbit hole when trying to explain reality, pull out this document, put it in front of whoever you are trying to wake up, and let them consider the findings. And what are the findings? Well, it's all in their title. Evidence for a connection between coronavirus disease 19 and exposure to radio frequency radiation from wireless communications, including 5G. Did you get that? Evidence for a connection between the virus and radio frequency radiation from wireless communications. Yes. They explain in detail. They found compelling evidence that all radio frequency radiation from wireless communications is connected to the symptoms being diagnosed as COVID-19. The following comes directly from the abstract with minimal editing for clarification. Background and aim. COVID-19 public health policy has focused on the severe acute respiratory virus and its effects on human health, while environmental factors have been largely ignored. We investigated a possible environmental factor in the COVID-19 pandemic, ambient radio frequency radiation from wireless communication systems, including microwaves and millimeter waves. The virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic surfaced in Wuhan, China, shortly after the implementation of citywide 5G systems and rapidly spread globally, initially demonstrating a statistical correlation to international communities with recently established 5G networks. In this study, we examined the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the detrimental bioeffects of wireless systems and identified several mechanisms by which they may have contributed to the COVID-19 pandemic as a toxic environmental cofactor. By crossing boundaries between the disciplines of biophysics and pathophysiology, we present evidence that wireless systems may, 1, cause morphologic changes that can contribute to hypercoagulation, a condition that causes your blood to clot more easily than normal. 2, impair microcirculation, exacerbating hypoxia or the inadequate oxygen delivery to the tissues. 3, amplify immune system dysfunction. 4, increases cellular oxidative stress and the production of free radicals, resulting in vascular injury and organ damage. Number 5 is complicated but focuses on a disruption of Ca2 or calcium balance and finishes with, in addition to promoting pro-inflammatory pathways. 6, worsens heart arrhythmias and cardiac disorders. Now, under the category or the title, Relevance for Patients. In short, wireless radiation has become a constantly encountered and widespread environmental stressor that we propose may have contributed to adverse health outcomes of patients infected with COVID-19 and increased the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, we recommend that all people particularly those suffering from COVID infection, reduce their exposure to Wi-Fi radiation as much as reasonably achievable until further research better clarifies the systemic health effects associated with chronic Wi-Fi radiation. In section 4 of the report called Discussion, the ending is as follows, and again I made minimal edits so it will read better. This information stunned me and validated the 3 years Michael Henry Dunn and then Mark Joseph and myself and others have presented the Radio 5G show, including Mark Steele. It is a massive victory for truth. So here we go. This paper points to the need for further research on non-thermal Wi-Fi radiation exposure and its potential role in COVID-19. Moreover, some of the Wi-Fi radiation exposure bioeffects that we discuss here, oxidative stress, inflammation, and immune system disruption, are common to many chronic diseases, including autoimmune disease and diabetes. Thus, we hypothesize that Wi-Fi radiation exposure may also be a potential contributing factor in many chronic diseases. When a course of action raises threats to harm to human health, precautionary measures should be taken, even if clear causal relationships are not yet fully established. Therefore, we must apply the precautionary principle regarding wireless 5G. The authors urge policymakers to execute an immediate worldwide moratorium on wireless 5G infrastructure until its safety can be assured. Several unresolved safety issues should be addressed before wireless 5G is further implemented. Questions have been raised about 60 GHz, a key 5G frequency planned for extensive use, which is a resonant frequency of the oxygen molecule. It is possible that adverse bioeffects might ensue from oxygen absorption of the 60 GHz. In addition, water shows broad absorption in the gigahertz spectral region, along with resonant peaks. For example, a strong absorption at 2.45 gigahertz that is used in 4G Wi-Fi routers. This raises safety issues about gigahertz exposure of the biosphere, since organisms are comprised of mostly water, and changes in the structure of water due to gigahertz absorption have been reported that affect organisms. That is what I have been warning of in my book and in many of my talks on the radio. You know, this is the collapse of the biosphere, an extinction event. That's what they're talking about, okay? And back to the report. Bioeffects from prolonged Wi-Fi radiation exposure of the whole body need to be investigated in animal and human studies, and long-term exposure guidelines need to be considered. Independent scientists in particular should conduct concerted research to determine the biological effects of real-world exposure to Wi-Fi frequency with digital modulation from multiplicity of wireless communication devices. Testing should also include real-life exposure to multiple toxins, chemical and biological, because multiple toxins may lead to synergistic effects. Environmental impact assessments are also needed. Once the long-term biological effects of wireless 5G are understood, we can set clear safety standards of public exposure limits and design an appropriate strategy for safe deployment. Number 5, conclusion. There is a substantial overlap in pathobiology between COVID-19 and Wi-Fi exposure. The evidence presented here indicates that mechanisms involved in the clinical progression of COVID-19 could also be generated according to experimental data by Wi-Fi exposure. Therefore, we propose a link between adverse bioeffects of Wi-Fi exposure from wireless devices and COVID-19. Specifically, evidence presented here supports a premise that Wi-Fi radiation, and in particular 5G, which involves intensive densification of 4G, may have exacerbated the COVID-19 pandemic by weakening host immunity and increasing severity. Wi-Fi communication radiation exposure is a widespread yet often neglected environmental stressor that can produce a wide range of adverse bioeffects. For decades, independent research scientists worldwide have emphasized the health risks and cumulative damage caused by Wi-Fi radiation. The evidence presented here is consistent with a large body of established research. Healthcare workers and policymakers should consider Wi-Fi radiation a potential toxic environmental stressor. Methods for reducing this exposure should be provided to all patients and the general population. And there it is, a U.S. government official document from the very organization Dr. Anthony Fauci works for. It is what we were asking for. Acknowledge the avalanche of data on 5G dangers to all life and stop its implementation until adequate and extensive testing can be accomplished. It also demonstrated there are two levels of government existing, one represented by Fauci lying with every statement. The other is rational, reasonable, honorable, and undoubtedly courageous people that researched, wrote, and allowed to be published this benchmark document. All we need now is a representative government of the people, not the autocratic industrial, financial, medical establishments that have hijacked the republic. Sanity still exists within these organizations, and hope springs eternal.